USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Travelers stranded in airports.
Flight was canceled for Cleveland. Can't get any until Sunday evening or Monday morning.
And on the roads.
Whiteout roads are awful. Very, very slippery.
NBC News talking with those affected by a powerful nor'easter that has dumped mounds of snow in the Northeast. More than 1,400 flights canceled and more than 2,400 delayed. Word coming Sunday that North Korea has fired what appears to be the most powerful missile test since President Joe Biden has taken office. Japanese and South Korean military saying the missile was launched on a high trajectory, landing about 500 miles away in the sea. Iraqi authorities say an attacker has been apprehended in a rocket attack targeting Baghdad International Airport. Kuwait suspending flights to Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
More musicians coming out in protest of Joe Rogan on Spotify. Wendy King with the latest from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell, whose music garners 3.7 million monthly listeners on the platform, released a message saying, "I stand with Neil Young." She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Spotify announced on Wednesday that it would remove the entire catalog of Neil Young, who has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niles Lofgren, the guitarist from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has also pulled his music from Spotify.
Sirius XM bringing back its Neil Young radio format after a limited debut last month. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The Democrats' second-highest-ranking member in the Senate, Senator Dick Durbin, says he has spoken with moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins about President Joe Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court on ABC's This Week, assuring that Republicans will have a chance to meet with the president's nominee.
I'm reaching out to the Republicans and saying the nominee will be available for you to get to know them. We're going to make sure we have answers to any questions you might have. It's going to be a deliberate process, but we're not going to get bogged down.
The president has said he plans to nominate a black woman to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement on Thursday. The chairman and top Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee saying during a joint interview on CNN's State of the Union that they're on the cusp of an agreement to finalize legislation on a deal to sanction Russia amid ramped-up tensions over Ukraine.
Senator Risch and I have been working with our staffs and colleagues, a bipartisan coalition. I would describe it as that we are on the one-yard line.
This has been a 24-hour-a-day effort for the last several days.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and Senator Jim Risch of Idaho say the goal is to finalize legislation early this week. In the wake of the Biden administration's failed COVID-19 vaccine mandate of large employers, T-Mobile is moving on with firing corporate employees who don't meet its vaccination requirements by April 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.